At the agronomics conference, I'm visiting with Wade Barnes, who is president and CEO of Farmers Edge. And Wade, you were on a session here talking about data being the new cash crop. Wade, before we start in on the interview, tell me a little bit about yourself and Farmers Edge.
Yeah, well, my name's Wade Barnes. I'm a co-founder of Farmers Edge, which was founded in Manitoba in 2005. And our focus is we're an agronomic company, but we also work with technology, developing systems that farmers can use for management. And we also work strongly in order to connect investors and all stakeholders in data.
Well, let's talk about the session that you were a part of today on data being the new cash crop. Fascinating title. Tell me a little bit about what that means.
Well, we think on a go-forward basis that the farms are going to have to become more sophisticated towards data because there's going to be a lot more demand from the consumer. The consumer is going to want to know whether his crops are grown sustainably, where they came from, what they're eating, and they're going to put pressure on the food companies that they're buying from. The food companies then are going to put pressure on the primary producer. So essentially, at the end of the day, the primary producer is going to have to get compensated, and I think that it's going to allow for different markets, more valuable markets, and data will become a value. We also see as the investment community moves into agriculture, agriculture is more complicated than what they would normally understand. It's a different culture, and we think that they want to get a much more closer feel to what's actually happening at the farm level, and they need that information. But they don't want to drive out to a farm in Iowa to see it. They want to sit in London or New York and actually access that information on a very real-time basis.
Well, you know, we know a lot about how the technology is changing today, but when you look at this whole data, when you look at the whole issue of managing data, and especially, you know, if you're going to hopefully gain some value out of that, what are some of the, I don't want to say concerns, but things that have to be taken into consideration, because security is a big, important word too today.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the farmer himself has to protect that information. I mean, it's very proprietary to his operations. He needs to be able to allow his customers access to that information as well. So, I think that security needs to be really important moving forward. It probably hasn't been well thought of yet because the industry is sort of at its fledgling stage. But, I mean, we see at the end of the day is that the consumer needs to know what's happening, and there needs to be some kind of standardization of what's expected from the farmer and how do I get that information and what does it all mean.
Well, I think there are some efforts to work on trying to create some standards for all of this, and you know, when I say all of this, it can include precision information that's just being used right there on your farm only, or maybe like you're talking about, sharing out with your customer.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, the actual consumer or the food companies, they wanted access to this information. It just wasn't available. The technology wasn't in place, and even the technology that was there wasn't wide enough scope of acceptance in order to use it. That's changed. You know, almost, you know, the majority of farmers today could actually provide this information. They just need to understand from the consumer and the food companies of what they actually want. And they need to understand at the end of the day of what that information means to them. Also, the consumers, if they want this information, they need to actually provide value back to the farmer in order for him to want to actually go out and do it.
Yeah, there's a cost to everything, you know. Well, let's talk a little bit, going back to your company, Farmers Edge. I think here you're displaying, I see, Precision Edge. Is that one of your products?
Yeah, so the obviously the company's name's Farmers Edge, but our technology platform that we actually use for all our VRT work and our crop monitoring, the system itself is called Precision Edge, and that's what we're here to go out and actually allow consultants, farm managers, food companies, farmers to actually access that information, that technology, and use it themselves or have their local agronomists actually use it to make better decisions.
So is that something that's available to farmers here? I know you said you're from Canada, but here in the U.S.?
Yeah, we've got an office based out of Kansas City. So yeah, we're the U.S. market is a new market for us. So we're excited about getting down here and meeting people and getting some farmers, dealers, people signed up to the system. So we're open for business.
There's a lot of farm managers here, so I'm betting you're having some interesting conversations.
Yeah, it's been good. They've been coming up to us trying to understand how it actually will affect them and how they can use it to get value and for them and their clients. So it doesn't take long once you start talking about what the system can actually do for them. They understand it. We actually are in that business in Canada as well, so we can relate really easy with them. I think the value that we have with Precision Edge is that it's been developed by agronomists and farm managers, because that's who we are. So we understand their needs better than, you know, probably any type of a software company.
Well, that makes a lot of sense right there. You know, sometimes software is not always created by people who actually know how to do what the users are going to use it for.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that. We built this out of a need for our own use because we just weren't finding what we needed. We found there was always a tool for one part of the service and another tool for another, and it got to be so many different tools, and we just decided that we needed to consolidate all this stuff and make it simple and make it easy, because not everybody has a GIS technician sitting across the hall from them. Their business is to be in the field. They're either agronomic and they've got to spend time on that. And so what we're trying to do is essentially somewhat make this an easy button, so the GIS technician is kind of built into the system.
Well, fascinating stuff. Very glad to meet you, Wade Barnes. We've been visiting here. This is the Agronomics Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.